Penguin Audio presents Champion by Marie Lu, read by Marielle Stern and Stephen Kaplan.
San Francisco, California, Republic of America. Population, 24,646,320. Day. Out of all the disguises I've worn, this one might be my favorite. Dark red hair, different enough from my usual white blonde, cut to just past my shoulders and pulled back into a tail. Green contacts that look natural when layered over my blue eyes. A crumpled half-tucked collared shirt, its tiny silver buttons shining in the dark. A thin military jacket, black pants, and steel-toed boots. A thick gray scarf wrapped around my neck, chin, and mouth. A dark soldier cap is pulled low over my forehead, and a crimson, painted tattoo stretches all over the left half of my face, changing me into someone unfamiliar. Aside from this, I wear an ever-present earpiece and mic. The Republic insists on it. In most other cities, I'd probably get even more stares than I usually do because of that giant gaudy tattoo. Not exactly a subtle marker, I gotta admit. But here in San Francisco, I blend right in with the others. The first thing I noticed when Eden and I moved to Frisco 8 months ago was the local trend. Young people painting black or red patterns on their faces, some small and delicate, like Republic seals on their temples or something similar. Others huge and sprawling, like giant patterns of the Republic's landscape. I chose a pretty generic tattoo tonight, because I'm not loyal enough to the Republic to stamp that loyalty right on my face.